640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Kansas and Oklahoma are bracing for possible twisters today. Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarrus.
The tornadoes that develop could be very strong, violent, and long-lived. In fact, we could get tornadoes similar to what happened in Greenfield, Iowa earlier this week.
You hitting the road for the Memorial Day weekend? Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Mary Harrison is road tripping with her husband, her sister, and their five young kids from Georgia to Pennsylvania.
We are having to drive through D.C., so we're going to hit some traffic, but we're ready for it.
And drivers should mentally prepare for busy roads on the way home, too.
AAA says it will be busiest tomorrow and Monday between 3 and 7. Gang members in Haiti abducted, shot, and killed three people, including an American missionary couple. CBS's Daniel Bacchus with details.
Two of the victims, both in their early 20s, were Davy and Natalie Lloyd. They were working for Oklahoma-based Missions in Haiti, a nonprofit run for more than 20 years by Davy's parents. The third victim, Jude Montes, was the organization's local director. Natalie's father, Ben Baker, is a Missouri state lawmaker.
Their lives represent that true love and that deep consideration of others before yourself.
The State Department urges any U.S. citizens in the country to leave. In the Turks and Caicos, a tourist from Pennsylvania who was arrested for possessing ammunition was able to finally leave the island. The judge gave him a suspended sentence of 52 weeks. Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler.
I'm ecstatic that Turks and Caicos did the right thing here. But now we've got to remember there's still Americans that are wrongfully detained on that island and that draconian law is still in place.
The top UN court ordered Israel to halt its military operations in Rafah. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is in Jerusalem and tells us Israel's response was ferocious.
Making it clear it won't stop its military operation in Rafah. The court, which is also investigating Israel for, quote, plausible genocide, also said the Rafah offensive launched 2 weeks ago has triggered a humanitarian situation the ICJ called disastrous.
Well, today is National Wine Day. And as Americans drink a whole lot of it, more than 960 million gallons per year. That's still behind many other countries, though. So where do they drink the very most? You'd likely think it would be Italy or France, but it's Portugal. They drink about 52 liters of wine per person a year. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Experts say black voters in Wisconsin could hold the keys to the White House in November. Alex Gonzalez has more on a growing and changing key voting bloc.
Rashawn Ray with the Brookings Institution says contrary to a popular misconception, black voters are not a monolith and do turn out to vote, with 2024 being no exception.
Oftentimes they are choosing between the lesser of two evils because we have an overly simplistic two-party system. And then the other part of this, there are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Ray says the narrative that black people don't vote is simply not true. Eligible black voters stand out for higher turnout rates than their Latino and Asian counterparts, according to Pew Research Center. They also tend to be younger than voters overall, with about 60% of eligible black voters being under the age of 50. Project director with the nonprofit organization Black Girls Vote, Ashley C.J. Daniels, calls black women a powerhouse behind Democratic Party wins and adds that many have gotten politically engaged, especially since 2020. But she adds that researchers like her know there is what she calls an enthusiasm gap in the 2024 election.
Looking at some of, like, you know, the data, you have, you know, numerous reasons why that there is an enthusiasm gap. You have, you know, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, you know, that's going on in Gaza. And there's, you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics. So there's like a variance.
Daniel says it's important politicians understand that the black vote is more complex than was previously considered. Black voters hold a range of ideologies, including conservative views, that account for about 10% of Black voters consistently voting for Republican candidates. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday with a high of 67. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, a low of 55. And more rain possible Memorial Day, otherwise partly sunny, 67. Currently, 50 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's Best of Up North News Radio, having to bail our fast-growing lawns, and how people who differ on abortion can have civil conversations.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Long as you know. Get ready. Give it up. Share it out. They don't know the words. Hey, it's May 25th, 2024, and if it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown. I've got the mighty Max Martinson producing. My guests here, Tyler Pudliner of Bobbleheads Bring Us Together, and Jessica Cisnoski of Jessica Lynn Music. And I am proud to introduce our inaugural Farmers Market Report from our very own Chris Moreau. Chris, are you there?
Hey, good morning. I am here. How are things there?
We're just great. Just great. And you're the one who inspired me to bring Tyler back on the show when we were covering the parade. You guys had a nice chat, and so really glad to have him back on. You're going to see him at Friday Night Live, Chris, so be sure to look for him and get some bobbleheads autographed by local celebrities, sports celebrities. So, but
yeah, very cool. That's always one of our favorite events in the summer here in Waukesha.
No doubt. So tell us about the Farmers Market.
Well, that's another favorite event. Here we are once again at the Farmers Market in downtown Waukesha. Everything got rolling here just a few minutes ago. 8 o'clock, you can officially walk in. Although on a beautiful morning like this, it's kind of fun to see how many people were here before 8 o'clock, walking the aisles with the tents and everything set up. So I think it's going to be a pretty busy day today. So come on down here. I mean, just looking around from the crafts and, you know, a little early for fresh produce from the fields, but the baked goods and the different things that people have, including a lot of the green things, like the flowers that grow in the garden this time of the year. There's popcorn, as I look behind me. There's all kinds of stuff you can choose from. But we urge you to come down. It's one of these community events that just makes you feel connected to Waukesha and the Southeast Wisconsin. One of the biggest farmers markets in the state, if not the region. So we'd love to see you down here. I've also got a chance for anybody who stops by our WAUK table to win our bike. We've got a bike we're being given away, or we will give away sometime in early July. And you know what? It's a simple bike. It's not a 10-speed. It's not a racer. It's a logger bike. But nice. The thing is solid. It's something you can use probably for the next 20 years. And we'll give it away simply by having you stop by our booth and signing up, and we'll do a random drawing in July. In the meantime, we'll check back in about 30 minutes, Don, and see you again live from the Farmers Market here on 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Thanks so much. Chris Moreau.
I was hoping it was a Harley.
Not that kind of bike.
Yeah, not that kind. But I will say this. Don't be surprised down the road if that becomes a – Chris has done a fantastic job leading the sales efforts for Civic Media across our portfolio of stations. And we're noticing it here on WAUK when you hear that there's just like so many great sponsors, local businesses too, people we want to support. So we're very grateful for that. Very grateful for Chris's efforts. I actually want to have him on a guest on my show one of these Saturday mornings, because he's got a really rich history in radio. Many might recognize that voice. You know, Chris was on. He was on air, and he continues to consult and do other great things in radio. So when I have him on, it's going to probably have to be a recorded show. So, but
he was saying about the Waukesha Farmers Market being one of the largest in the state. I think,
yeah,
at least for a while, technically, it was actually second only to Madison's.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first moved here, that was definite. And that was 2015, though. It could have changed, but still.
Yeah, that is a lot. Well, and I know are we the largest Friday Night Live in Wisconsin? Or maybe the only one. But and that's getting bigger now that Tyler Pudliner has brought his Bobbleheads Bring Us Together project as an exhibitor at Friday Night Live. And I think that adds the fun, especially when you have your many of them Brewers or Admiral players or legends showing up as an appearance. That's a great idea.
A question for you about Friday Night Live, because when we first moved here, it was a longer stretch. It wasn't just June, July, August, or whatever it is now, or July.
So go into September, I think.
Yeah, or maybe even started in May. How do you think the change has fared? Do you think that there's more people that come out per weekend now, or do you think it's about the same?
That's a good question. I think for sure one of the reasons that they shortened it is that the high school football season starts early. So even in like mid-August, you start to see those numbers drop off because people are at Northside, especially if they're all opening. It's like that second or third Friday in August that they start.
It's earlier now.
There's always two games in August.
Yeah.
And so when you have three high schools, well, four when you count Catholic Memorial. So that right there takes away, you know, hundreds.
And I believe it was only that first week in September that they go into. So now if it's stopping at the 30th this year of August.
It might just be 1 week, yeah.
Yeah, it might have just been how it fell this
year. Sure, sure. But that's a nice time. Like I said, if you're not a high school football fan or you don't have kids that are playing, that's a great time to go because then you feel like you kind of got the Friday Night Live more to yourself, and that's fun too. And but it's just when the kids were little, we used to go, and I think we had more fun when the kids were little.
Yeah.
Because there was so much for them to do and see. We'd always go to the joke shop called. The joke shop.
Oh, yeah.
The joke shop called, and they're running out of you, George Costanza. But and then there used to be a popcorn place kind of around the bend there next to Daddy-O's. And then that moved, like Knutson's bought that, and they put it right there. And then, well, Knutson's moved, but there's still fun things for the kids to do.
A lot of opportunity.
I met Jessica at Dan's shop, the frame store.
Yeah, we did.
And Dan's got that really crazy exhibit where he's like.
He's painting.
Yeah. He's doing, you know.
He's very talented. He does a lot.
Oh, he is. He has a lot of fun with that too. Yeah. So it's funny because I knew him when the Knutsons had the place on the Five Points next to Guitar for Life studio. And I'd meet him for a beer before before a couple of my committee meetings. It was just one beer. I wasn't showing up drunk for city council, but and I didn't recognize him right away when he was out there in the street for Friday Night Live. He kind of takes on a different persona, I think, and really has fun with it. And so, again, it's something for the kids to enjoy. All the different music exhibits are neat. And, you know, during COVID, it was decided, and I was proud to be part of the council, that we became a lot more open-minded about the street cafe licenses. And so groups like Spring City that didn't really have a full kitchen menu could now have an outdoor. And that really helped them a lot. And all the other small businesses that necessarily didn't have a full kitchen menu.
Yeah.
And it makes for a much, much richer experience at Friday Night Live. And, you know, if I become king of Waukesha, no kings, but if I were to have more influence, I would want to explore ways where, some adults could take adult beverages and cause you can't leave one venue with your adult, you know, the way it is now. And I think there was a fear that it would attract too many young people that might abuse that privilege, but that's not young people. We're talking like college age and higher. They might go there to meet, maybe have a drink somewhere, and then they're going to go to the lake or to, you know, Milwaukee or some other place.
And Sister Bay up in Door County has that. I don't know if you know that, but you can walk with your open container down the street to
and
it's a beautiful place to go. There's no riffraff as far as I know.
It's crawling with police, and we have such a great relationship with our police in this city. Everybody knows, so it's like, you're not going to do, even our young people through our student resource officer programs at every high school, they know these guys. And so you're not going to risk your reputation by, you know, tying one on at Friday Night Live. Yeah. But what a lot of us adults would like to do, though, is take our drink and walk the street and check out some of the different exhibits.
Yeah.
Instead, we're kind of forced to stand at, you know, the place where we got the beer or the drink, and we can't leave until we finish it. And so I think that's just the one thing. It'd be great to work on that and find a way to enhance it, because it is such a great concept. And it's very contrarian, because as a former operator, you would not want something on a Friday night that took up all the parking spots or the access. That's usually a Thursday or Monday night thing or something like that, or a festival kind of. But Waukesha made it work. And it, what started as a way to give the downtown a facelift and attract, it's really become a tradition and a really fun one. And it's become lucrative for these local businesses. So like I mentioned, Spring City, you know, a lot of times people get those outdoor cafe tables and they're there for the night. But what it does is it draw people in. It's like, wow, you know, I mean, and that's as you look beyond those little tables, and Spring City is now packed on Friday nights. And it's fun to see, because that's also, it's about, you know, helping drive business, drive our local businesses and support them in a big way.
Speaking of driving businesses, I want to know what business I accidentally stumbled on at Friday Night Live. I don't know what street I was on. I wasn't even drunk. That's just how dumb I am. I can't remember where I was. Maybe I was on South Street.
Okay.
I ended up watching people do axe throwing. Where is this place?
Axe?
It was axe throwing.
How long ago was that?
It was just last year, Friday Night Live. It was, I went inside an elevator. I went up to the second floor, and it was a business. There was a bar. I had fries. I had karaoke. And in the adjacent room, same business, there was freaking axe throwing.
Wow.
And I don't know where this business was. If you own this, if you own this business, or if you've been there and you know the name of this place,
you can call using the Civic Media. Okay. Oh, Katie Pudliner
Lumber
found
axe.
It.
Okay. Someone Lumber in the studio is looking this up on her phone.
And that's a new, it must be new that opened up. Lumber I'd heard axe, there was something like that coming to Waukesha.
Right, handing me the 831 North Grand Avenue, Suite B200 in Waukesha. So North Grand Avenue. All right. So that's where I was. And apparently it was amazing. I didn't axe throw. I was watching. I'm like, Waukesha.
It takes talent, though.
Oh, sure.
Yes. I mean, and there was, you know, the whole safety thing. Like, they looked like they really covered all their bases. But then there was karaoke on the one side and the beer.
That was the axe throwing upstairs or downstairs?
It was upstairs because the business is on the second floor.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we've got it all here. Like, you don't even know.
Yeah. Wow.
Hidden secrets and gems in downtown Waukesha.
Yep. I love that. Hey, want to take a moment to, again, remember some of the 14 sons of Waukesha that we had lost. And the name of mine now is James Peter Harteau. James was born on New Year's Day, 1945, and had passed away on April 6, 1966 in the Tien province. And James was also a member, a proud member of our Marines. And I also want to mention here Dennis Lee McCormick, who was born on Veterans Day, or what we used to call Armistice Day, 1949, November 11th. And he had... He'd passed away on September 15th, 1968 in the Tai Ninh province. And he was a member of our army. That's Dennis Lee McCormick. And so, but back with Tyler Pudliner and Jessica Cisnowski, both getting really excited about Friday Night Live. And we're going to continue this conversation with them. Before we do, I also want to mention another veteran we lost in Vietnam from Waukesha, John D. Morris, who was born in February 28th, 1942, and then passed away on December, on Christmas Day, 1967 in the Quang Tri, Tri Province. And this young man, forever young, was a member, another member of our Air Force. So we remember him with love. Again, that's John D. Morris. As This Week in Waukesha continues on this Memorial, the beautiful Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, 2024. Ready? Let's give it up. Share it out. Help you can. Talk about it. Talk about it. Ready? Give it up. Share it out. Help you can. Help you can.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
How well I remember that terrible day, when the blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, and that's my dear departed friend Shane McGowan and the Pogues with their version of, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, a classic ballad that pays tribute to the 50,000 Australian troops killed in Gallipoli in World War One. And you talk about a terrible beauty. I think we called them Allied forces then, were basically British colonials. So you had Irish Catholics and Protestants from Northern Ireland. You had Jews and Palestinians from what was then known as the Old Palestine. You know, a lot of bitter tribes fighting together as one, as brothers, as comrades in arms, in a real, obviously a violent bat, one of the violent, most violent theaters of World War, of the Great War, there in Gallipoli, fighting the Turks. And, you know, we lost quite a few Americans in that war too. And so, but, you know, with Memorial Day too, I think it is a good opportunity to remember those who fought alongside us, in our battles to, as Woodrow Wilson said then, make the world safe for democracy. And, but I do recommend anyone has a chance to hear that song in its entirety. Very moving on this Memorial Day weekend. And, I'm here with Tyler Pudliner of Bobbleheads Bring Us Together. And Tyler's also joined by his mom, Katie, here in studio. Always great to have her around. And then, Jessica Cisnowski. And Jessica has coordinated a, after this, they're going to head over to one of the coffee shops to meet Greg Triple G Wansnyder, who was one of our earlier callers and who convinced Jessica to give us a lovely a cappella song, a favorite Negro spiritual of hers. And so that was rather enjoyable. We had a great farm report from Chris Moreau at the farmer's market. That's our second week there. And he's going to be calling in the next half hour to give us an update now that the market is officially open. And it is true what Chris said, is even though the farmer's market opens officially at 8, but there are people that you can come earlier, and a lot of those guys, those vendors are ready. If there's a produce you get really excited about and you want to be the first one in there, and it's kind of an unwritten rule, so, you know, wink, wink. But there's some people that just love to come to avoid the dogs. You know, when I helped set up a couple summers ago, I was like, oh, what are you looking for? I was thinking he's like, you know, going to look for some real like minestrone or some like really unique green or some cool produce to cook with. Like, no, I don't like the dogs very much. So they let me come in like before 8. Want to remember another one of our 14 sons killed in the war in Vietnam from Waukesha. And this is Lawrence E. Schmidt, who was born on October 30th, 1948. And was killed on November 4th, 1969 in the Ninh Thuan province, and Lawrence was a member of our U.S. Army. Also want to remember Cornelius A. Vandersteeren, who was born on July 20th, 1948, and was killed on September 13th, 1968, in the Tua Tien province. And Cornelius was a member of the U.S. Army. And, you know, one observation we never think about with the Vietnam, you know, a lot of these veterans were born in the 40s while World War II was going on or in the aftermath. I mean, they're obviously they were old enough to remember bits of it. I mean, maybe too young, but the thing is they were born right after World War II, which we'd hoped. I mean, World War I was supposed to be the war to end all wars, and that was the hope for World War II, and then Korea happened. And so, you know, a lot of those young men, not only that survived, but obviously those are killed. They were basically surrounded by, there was major war going on throughout their lives. And I guess that is very much true today in many parts of the world in our lifetimes. But, you know, I think as we remember those that we loved, those loved and lost, I think our commitment to honor them is to do what we can to, as one of my favorite statesmen once said, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. So, but how are we doing on time there, Mr. Maximilian? Okay, good 4 minutes. That's fantastic. So, Tyler, any other little surprises or things we should be aware of for Friday Night Live with Bobbleheads Bring Us Together?
Oh, we said we still got a couple open dates that we're trying to fill, so stay tuned to the Facebook page and see what we got going on.
Try to get some celebrities to get in there with you then, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. I love it. And Jessica, because you performed at Friday Night Live before, so you're looking to try to get in at some point too, if the schedule's not completely full?
Yeah, I mean, I would highly doubt that it's not full at this point. It's already on us. But yeah, definitely for next year. I've had trouble finding who's in charge of the music lineup.
Sure.
So if anyone knows, call in or hit me up on Facebook or something.
Sure.
So, I have.
Go ahead.
No.
It's not you. It's me.
It's okay. I'll take it. I'm far more plugged in currently with the Farmers Market music lineup. I'm actually playing next week, the 8 to 9:30 slot. And this year they're having two stages,
right,
which is awesome. They've been working on that for so long. It's a little unfortunate. One of the stages doesn't have electric, at least of now. So you can only do your acoustic instruments. So that, you know, limits someone like me, for example, at the one. But still, it opens up. And he's had people just banging down the door trying to line bands up and everything. They all want to be part of it because it's great.
Good
exposure, and
yeah.
Just is a comfortable place, honestly, with the way that they have it set up.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with any of the bands that are lining up for this year at the Farmers Market.
Yeah, let's hear it. You have a schedule for us.
Obviously, there's me. I'm playing this month. It's next week.
Okay.
No, that actually, next week is actually next month. So.
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
If you know who Caitlin Heckstep is, Caitlin's a friend of mine. She also teaches at Outpost Music. Mm.
That's why I know the name. Okay.
Caitlin Pico, she used to go by, but she's recently married. She's playing at the Farmers Market this year. There's a band called Little Bit of Heaven. There's a band called Casual Intent. I actually used to be in that band years ago, pre-COVID.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, styles and whatnot, they're great people.
Sure.
They really got tight with alt kind of stuff and, old rock. Dr. Bob Music, Bryce Hunter, Crook and Company, Walking Cartoon, Love, Light, and Harmony are just a couple of the lineups they're going to get this year at the Farmers Market.
That's a nice lineup. And, you know, it leads me to a question. What, I imagine you play piano and you sing, that you probably play many different genres of music. Like, I would imagine you do some jazz torch singing.
I do some jazz. Oddly enough, I tend to make a jazz / folk sounding stuff out of
stuff. I was just going to say folk had to be in there. Yeah,
out of stuff that you'd expect to hear as a rock and roll song, or even as metal. Like, I play Metallica.
Nice.
But it's not going to sound like Metallica.
Right. Okay.
I've played,
but
you know, James
fun.
Taylor, Carly Simon. I play, you know, obviously I play some Rat Pack, but it's pretty much just making it sound like my own style, but it's a song you'd know and love. You know?
Sounds good. We're going to learn more about the music that Jessica Cisnowski provides, as well as more from Tyler Pudliner and Bobbleheads, and more on Friday Night Live, and also Memorial Day remembrances, and the more on the Farmers Market from Chris Moreau, who will be calling in. Stick around on This Week in Waukesha. So much to unpack.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. If you're hitting the road today for the long holiday weekend, there are severe weather stretches from Oklahoma to Illinois. Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarrus.
Get your activities done early in the day and your barbecues because storms will become explosive into the evening hours, and these will continue overnight into Sunday.
A Pennsylvania man was facing 12 years behind bars in Turks and Caicos after he was found with ammunition. The judge gave him a suspended sentence of 52 weeks instead. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler.
We need to warn other Americans about the dangers of going to Turks and Caicos, and we need to work relentlessly to bring the other Americans home.
A young American couple working as missionaries in Haiti were ambushed and killed by a gang as they left a church youth event. Natalie Lloyd's father, Ben.
Their lives represent that true love and that deep consideration of others before yourself.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Working at Fenway?
That was awesome, yeah. This is my first time. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment. You know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the 3-game series 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 53. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday with a high of 67. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, a low of 55. And more rain possible Memorial Day, otherwise partly sunny, 67. Currently, 50 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw Story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
They love a hug, I think.
I want to see my family, my wife, my child, waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so lonely.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha, and that was Love Vigilantes from New Order, which if you listen to the song closely, it's about a guy coming home from the war to see his family. And you find out at the end of the song that the guy, it's his ghost, that he was killed in action. And because he walks in the door and his wife's reading the telegram saying that I was a brave, brave man, but that I was dead. And again, keeping in our hearts those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country this Memorial Day weekend. And speaking of sacrifices, though not much, it's an enjoyable sacrifice. Our good friend Chris Moreau is calling in from the Waukesha Farmers Market now that it's in full in its first half hour. Chris, go ahead. What's going on there?
Well, it's the farmers market, as we do every Saturday morning here in Waukesha. It opens up at 8 o'clock every Saturday, runs until noon, and we're down here doing our part to promote it on WAUK and your show, Don, every Saturday morning. But what a great day for this. You know, you wake up early on a Saturday morning, you kind of stretch, you look out the window and think, what kind of day am I going to get? This is the day we've been waiting for since last October. The sun is out. Right. It's a little bit on the cool side, but it's fresh and clean. And what better place to spend a fresh, almost like a country Saturday morning is at the farmer's market. One of the things I think I see most of the people kind of gravitating to are some of the annual flowers and plants. A lot of people down here with amazingly bright colors and beautiful greenery. The blooms are in full bloom, as they would say, and people walking around with bouquets and baskets and various things like that. But of course, when you walk down here, the first thing you do is smell some of the food cooking, everything from your burgers and brats for breakfast, which is just fine. Some of the bakery is just amazing, and anything you can imagine to enhance your kitchen or even outdoor living. So we invite you to come on down. We're giving away a bike this spring. We've got this great Logger bike. It's a regular old-fashioned pedal bike, nice. Not 10 speeds, not even 3 speeds. It does have handle brakes, but you can get on this thing, and anybody of any biking skill can ride it. If you were to buy it in the bike store, probably around $400. But we're going to give it away to somebody in early July so you can spend the second half of the summer biking some of the great trails here in Waukesha County. But we invite you to come on down. We're under the Civic Media tent. Just waiting to say hello. We've got dog treats for your dogs. So that's something else I should mention as a dog lover. The amazing variety of dogs that are walking around the farmer's market. We had one, I think it was a poodle, maybe a golden doodle or something.
Nice.
They had given it quite the interesting haircut, and it had designs dyed in its fur. And we asked the lady, you know, are these safe? He goes, yeah, get it done by a certified groomer. But the dog looked like it had this amazing work of art across its back. But everything from St. Bernards to tiny little chihuahuas walking around here. So bring your dog, come on down, keep them on a leash. But we'd love to see them, too, because we do have milk bones for the dogs. So we'll check in again next Saturday morning as we continue to enjoy the farmer's market. And we invite you to stop by and say hi to us, WAUK, on 540 AM, 101.1 FM, live at the farmer's market this morning, Don.
Thanks so much. Chris Moreau, Executive Vice President of Sales for Civic Media and our station manager here at WAUK. And, yes, make an effort to say hi to Chris because Chris brings a wealth of radio experience. You may be familiar with his voice from when he was on air. And so grateful that Chris could spend his Saturday morning on this holiday weekend with us. But it sounds like a holiday going on there at the farmer's market. And we have kind of a baker's market here every Saturday morning around 8:30. Thanks to our resident counsel here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, James Santel, whose show Amicus, a law review, is next. But, of course, I call it Atticus because he embodies the spirit of Atticus Finch. In my mind, and he's graced my guests and the Mighty Max here with and myself with some wonderful pastries, homemade pastries, and are from a great market, from Gloriosos again, from Gloriosos on Brady Street. So Jim does not spare any great expense. Very grateful for all that he does here, and definitely stick around for his show. So much to learn, especially with some of the legal developments going on nationally. Chris mentioned he's giving a bike away, and I think it's a good time for me to mention that. There is a trail challenge that the city of Waukesha has going on here in our park system. We had Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager, on the show last week talking about that. So I encourage you to check out Parks, Rec, and Forestry. You can get it through the city website and learn more about that. And I believe biking is allowed as well as pedestrian walking. So, yeah, sign up for that bike if you're down at the farmer's market. I think that's a really great promotion we have going on. And speaking of Chris Moreau and promotions and markets, we also have a daily market going on at WAUKradio.com called Big Deals. It's right in the, it's on the top navigation bar in WAUKradio.com, and a great opportunity to get some great deals on gift cards from some great local restaurants. So, you know, you're going to save, if it's a $40 gift card at one place, you may only have to pay $30 or $25, depending on who the retailer is. And so highly encourage you to check that out, especially with a lot of graduations going on, and a great way, especially if you're not a big shopper, but want to get something really thoughtful for those loved ones that are earning their degrees. Check out Big Deals here on WAUKradio.com. And, hey, we were talking offline here. Jessica Sosnowski, Jessica Lynn Music, one of my guests. And she's a transplant like myself, but she comes to us from the South, from Appomattox, Virginia, which we all know about historically. And you mentioned you wanted to talk about the cultural difference between Waukesha and, so we say, the Southern experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a very large experience difference. And, you know, having been born in New York, so the New England area, and then moved very, very young to Virginia, where I really grew up, and then also having friends out, you know, in Arizona and toward the West Coast, and now moving here in the Midwest, it kind of seems as if you get more genuinity the farther you go west. And it's interesting when you think about it, because a lot of people consider Southern hospitality, the concept, to be one of the best cultural experiences you can get. And obviously the food is outstanding and whatever. But I really enjoy the Midwestern hospitality, if I can even call it that, because sure. You have this genuinity about people that they're going to open their home to you. They want to know who you are, even if there's, you know, disagreements along the way. There's no, I haven't experienced it. Maybe I'll be blindsided one day, but there's no backstabbing. Like, and I don't mean to say that the South is bad or anything like that. I love all my friends there. And, but it's just this culture of having to keep the peace as a facade for the sake of, you know, and that's not here. And I really appreciate that. And then obviously you have differences like the weather is actually a lot less humid here. I think people sometimes are like, what? How can you say that? It's so humid here. It's like, yes, but you don't know the South. It's like living in Florida if you're in the South. Like, the South is Florida.
And I spent a year and two summers in Washington, D.C., and we've got nothing on them in terms of humidity.
Oh, yeah, not at all. God. And then you have the food experience. Like, obviously, you're not going to have the Southern comfort food that, you know, only the South can do. The biscuits and gravy, the chicken waffles, and all of that really great stuff. But you have more of a, I guess, a melting pot of culture here, which I like. And then you have, we're not by any means in any stretch of the imagination a dry town. This is the most drunk state in the nation, as they joke, Wisconsin is. And I enjoy the culture that comes with sharing a beer with someone, sharing a drink. Yeah. You don't have that down South. You have other things, but you would camaraderie in other ways.
That's greatly appreciated. And it reminds me, too, as I mentioned, I had a retired police officer as a guest on June 22nd, along with 4th District Alderman Joe Piper, Smokin' Joe Piper, and congressional candidate Ben Steinhoff. Is his name is Patrick O'Donnell, fellow Irishman like me, a retired Milwaukee police sergeant, who has a new concept, a Cops and Writers podcast. And I believe he also has a book out, too. So I'm really looking forward to having Patrick on the show to add some Milwaukee area flavor to This Week in Waukesha on June 22nd. So mark your calendars. And hey, want to take a moment, too, as part of what I promised to shout out the sons of 14 sons of Waukesha we lost in the Vietnam War. And this gentleman is Robert Lee Whedon, who was born on April 23rd, 1946, and was killed on May 2nd, 1968 in the Quang Tri province. And Robert Lee Whedon was part of the, he was part of our Marine Corps. So another Semper Fi, another Great Marine, remembered fondly in our hearts forever. And then Aaron Lee Wood, who was born on August 13th, 1949, and was killed on May 17th, 1968 in the Jiading province. And Aaron was a member of our, of the Army. So Armed Forces, Army, excuse me. So again, we remember them fondly in our hearts. And we will mention the final two later on. And then I'm going to read off all 14 again with a nice little, I guess, close to a prayer, nice little homage that I discovered yesterday at City Hall, of all places, actually. So, back with my friend Tyler Pudliner, getting ready for Friday Night Live opening June 7th, not next week, June 7th. And what would the opening day be like again for you?
Our first one right now is the 14th, so that's the second week.
Oh, okay. So you really have time. Okay.
Yeah.
So just a big tease then, June 7th. Where's Putty, man? Where's the bobbleheads?
Well, we'll be there in theory. We just might not have a actual sign either.
But you'll have like a table and you'll get some people to buy tickets or to support. Yeah. You know, it's a good opportunity for people to support the philanthropy.
Yep.
And again, it's a wonderful cause, and inspired by Tyler's experiences as a survivor on the Christmas parade tragedy. And what started is taking duplicate or extra bobbleheads and giving them to families. Is that 30 seconds or 3 minutes, Max? Sorry.
3 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. So I'm still trying to get my sea legs here with Max. But like I said, Max dwarfs me in terms of his experience and expertise in radio. Second generation. So, but anyway, so what was inspired from the parade tragedy is now he's taking that experience to spread joy among children suffering from similar tragedies, traumas, and providing a little comfort and joy with a bobblehead. So, and those are fun. I remember I'm showing my age here. There was a Saturday Night Live artist named Joe Piscopo, great, very funny guy, who actually retired from entertainment after Saturday Night Live and a couple movies. Really funny guy, but he used to do this thing on NBC when NBC would have the football on Sunday mornings. He would have the bobbleheads sing, and he'd do a little kind of news report banging on the bobbleheads, you know, of each different player or coach. And, you know, if you can find that on YouTube, I highly encourage it. It was very funny, very entertaining. But, you know, bobbleheads have become, they continue to be a big part of our pop culture and a fun type of thing. And they're really for kids of all ages, right, Tyler? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So do you get calls from people that if there's an adult that, again, had suffered a similar trauma, or is it just specific to children?
We like to keep it to the children. We have helped some older adults, too, as well. But
okay.
Our main mission is centered around those young kids that experience something that's so traumatic to their childhood.
Okay.
You know, that you want to get their mind off of it and help cheer them up.
Sounds great. So we're going to talk more about how Bobbleheads Keep Us Together works as we prepare for Friday Night Live. Some more from Jessica on music, and we'll be calling out the final two sons of the 14 sons of Waukesha killed in the Vietnam War, as well as a tribute, I guess, to all those who lost their lives here in This Week in Waukesha on WUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. The Shaw, and don't forget to download the Civic Media app if you haven't already.
Here we go, Don.
The Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all.
Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Get ready for fall with hot deals at Menards. Saving on hardwood firewood bundles. $3.99 each after 11% off. Fire up the grill. Royal Oak Hickory Charcoal is just $6.99 after rebate. Tackle fall projects with performance work gloves. $2.99 a pair after 11% off. And a 17-pound bag of fall lawn food with weed control is $14.99 after rebate. Good through September 10. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's This Week in Waukesha, and the song you're listening to is called Toys, Planes, and the Hearth. It's from Chopin, Mazurk, Opus 17, number 4. And it was part of the soundtrack from the Steven Spielberg movie Empire of the Sun. You ever see that, Tyler? Oh, wonderful. Watch. Christian Bale, one of his first roles ever. He's a young boy who's with a family of like British diplomats that are basically captured. He's basically put in these internment camps in Japan. And he's the young Christian Bale befriends these American GIs, one played by John Malkovich.
Oh, okay.
And the other guy, Joe Pantoliano, another great actor. And a just wonderful movie. And the music's just incredible. And I was, so many of those songs I think are very fitting for Memorial Day weekend, and especially that one. And I want to kind of finish here with the final two sons of Waukesha. Well, the 14 sons killed in world in Vietnam. This is David Joseph Frischman. David was born, let's see here. He was born on March 23rd, 1944. And then David was killed in the Toa Tien province on February 1st of 1967. And David was a member of our Marine Corps. So quite a few Marines from Waukesha that were part of our 14 sons. And the final name is William Stephen Hyder. And William was born on September 9th, 1942, and also killed in the Toa Tien province, August 16th, 1969. And William was a member of our army. Again, William Stephen Hyder. And give you all the 14 names again as we remember them finally in our hearts. And for those that maybe just tuning in or weren't listening earlier, the 14 sons of Waukesha that we keep in our hearts this weekend. And always are Walter Clay Booth, Donald Glenn Dingelden, Otto Robert Enslin, Fred Anderson Fetter, James Peter Hartow, Dennis Lee McCormick, John D. Morris, John Robert Poff, Lawrence Edward Schmidt, Cornelius A. Vandersteeren, Robert Lee Whedon, Aaron Lee Wood, David Joseph Frischman, and William Stephen Hyder. And you'll notice the last two names are out of alphabetical order, and that's because at one time they were the only two of those 14 sons that we had photos of. Now, thanks to a great effort, we have all 14 photos so that all of these 14 sons can be remembered fondly. And as a tribute to them and to all the men and women we lost in service to our country during war, I was at the City Hall, Waukesha City Hall, saw Sean Riley, Mayor Sean Riley in the parking lot. He was kind enough to say hi to me and point me out and all that. And I was checking on our block party permit for my son's graduation and take care of some other business. But as I was coming out, I saw the police memorial honoring those, well, it's police and fire, but there was a great little quote in here I think is fitting for our veterans. The author's name is Robert Longley, and it says, "Time to come home, dear friend, your tour of duty through. You've given as much as anyone could be expected to do. Just a few steps further, the smoke will start to clear. Others here will guide you. You have no need to fear. You have not failed your community, your country. You clearly gave it all. And through your selfless actions, others will hear the call. So take your place of honor among those who have gone before. And know you will be remembered for now and evermore. And so in that spirit, I'm wishing all of you a very thoughtful and heartfelt Memorial Day weekend. And returning with my guest, Tyler Pudliner and Jessica Sosnowski. So Tyler, funds raised for bobbleheads go basically to purchasing more bobbleheads, correct?
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
We're looking to do some special events with the kids too that could range to taking them to like an Admirals game or a Brewers game, you know.
Okay, so expanding the services. I think that's really, that's nice. And how many bobbleheads would you say you have right now in your collection?
In my personal collection?
Well, I mean, no, for what will be used to be donated.
We have probably about 200 in our stockpile at the moment. So it's about, I said it's about finding kids, too, and getting nominations for them.
Okay,
and
that's neat.
And we accept all nominations on our website, bobbleheadstogether.com, as I said.
Sure. Mm. That's great. So how many do you have in your personal collection?
It's over 500.
Wow. No, okay. That's really neat. So, and what is it you want people to know about your cause that we haven't talked about yet in our show?
I mean, the main thing that we always want to focus on is just sharing that smile and bringing positivity to those children who go through such horrible situations. You know, those, as you said earlier, those horrible situations and acts happen way too much nowadays.
Sure, sure.
So to get their minds off of that and what they've been through, and just to get them to have that one smile, it could change their whole philosophy on their recovery and things like that.
Sounds great.
Have you thought about if you would like this to expand beyond the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, yes. I've had big goals and dreams to expand it across the country and one day be a bigger one, kind of like a Make-A-Wish or, you know, something
fantastic
like that. In our own right, though, you know, it's not about necessarily keeping it that way, but to, as I said, broaden it out to where we do special things and give them their special moment. And it's not just sports related either. We've gifted to a couple young girls too who haven't had been into sports as much. They're more girly girls, if you want to say so. We've done some more glittery things like that and blankets and shirts like that to cheer them up as well.
That's true. How about you, Jessica? What is it we haven't covered with Jessica Lynn Music that you want our listeners to know about?
Maybe just some ways to contact me. I primarily don't do public shows. So if I am at a farmer's market or maybe in the future of Friday Night Live, now that I know the contact information, I was chatting in here.
Thank you, Katie Pudliner.
you know, if then that's your chance to hear me live and see what I'm all about. But otherwise, I'm online. My website is jessicalynnmusic.com.
One N.
L-Y-N. They didn't spell the rest of my middle name.
No worries.
And then facebook.com/JessicaLynnMusic. And
sounds
I'm also
great.
On a website called Gig Salad if you truly want to book
Gig
me.
Salad. Okay.
GigSalad.com. And you can look up Jessica Lynn Music through there. And there's a bunch of vendors. Like you type in what you're looking for. But I'm
sounds
a vendor
great.
Through there.
All right.
Yeah.
So Jessica Sosnowski of Jessica Lynn Music, Tyler Pudliner of Bobbleheads Bring Us Together. Thank you for joining us today. I'm wishing everyone a safe, thoughtful, memorable, and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is also everyone's right here as we wind down Mental Health Awareness Month. My guests next week are state assembly candidates and a state senate candidate. And thank you again for joining us, and see ya!
This is the Shaw, WAUK. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Enjoy the holiday. On Tuesday's show, Johnny's back, and we'll feature Ariel Perez from the Green Bay Press Gazette, Malane Wells from WFRV-TV, plus we'll be talking the Green Bay Rockers. See you then.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio.
Love great music? You'll find this weekend full of it during the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy K.
Weekend evenings 6 until midnight on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.